Dave Ailson.
Yes.
He's here. Donald Errol Oscar. He's here. Ed Pearl.
Here.
He's here. Israel Poyer.
He is present.
He's present. Alan Schwab.
Is here.
Is here. Grace Aaron.
Is
here. Maria Armudian.
Is there.
Is there. Terry Goodman is here.
Janet
is here. You're out of order. Yeah. Sharon O'Gluck.
Here.
Is here.
I hear Goodman.
I'm
here. Is here.
Here.
Oh, you didn't bring your list.
I do have my
clock.
Oh,
well,
it fell over.
She was trying
to. You're withholding information?
I am. Here.
I'm
Leslie
so
Radford.
I'm over here.
Is over there.
No, it's
Harrison Weil.
Here.
Is here.
Harrison Weil, we were talking.
Dan Goodman.
I'm here.
Is here.
Okay.
And there are several LSB members who have good excuses
that are not here.
That are not here.
We'll call them.
And they should be forgiven. But those who didn't notify,
I think they should. Well, Julie Rodriguez called me about half an hour to an hour ago and said that she had some urgent family issues that came up. She had to go help with her family, so she regrets not being here. But she wanted me to remind people that nominations are open for the Community Advisory Board. Any LSB member or any member of the public, anybody at all, can submit names for consideration for the Community Advisory Board, and should do so as soon as possible.
Leslie, I don't suppose I could get you to come back to the LSB.
Yeah, you probably could.
Come join us.
I heard an advance that we're hearing Roger Prescott and Don White were not going to be here.
And Bill.
And Bill.
How about Sarah, do we know?
I don't remember.
But we have just enough people to be busy.
Can somebody move? Well, okay. I will move that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These six
Fernando
people.
Fernando did not notify us directly. But he just told me one day in the studio he wouldn't be here.
Okay.
The
motion is to excuse Julie, Bill, Fernando, Marie, Margaret, and Dawn. If there's a second.
There's a first and a second. All in favor of excusing the following LSB members: Bill Gallegos, Fernando Velasquez, Marie Deary, Margaret Prescott, Don White, and Julie Rodriguez. Please signify by raising your cards. And who's counting cards for me today? Who's counting cards?
I'll do it.
Are you counting cards?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
4, 5, 6, 7,
8,
9, 10, 11, 12.
My card is Cherry.
Okay, who's that? So it's unanimous? Ed, are there pink cards to people who get pink ears to have them?
No.
Okay. Terry doesn't have his. Jan doesn't have her pink card. Anybody else
have
a pink card? Ed's going to let you borrow one. And please use them so that Grace can see you when she's creating a stack. Okay, so I have heard from lots of people in terms of the agenda that Don White and I had originally proposed. What we tried to do was separate out what we had accomplished and what we had not accomplished. And I believe Harrison was correct in saying that what we had to do was go back to the original agenda because it was an adjourned meeting. And therefore, we have to start where we left off. Now, the secretary, I would like to ask him where we left off Do we have copies of that, Jen? Yes, it's in your board set. Now, I'd like to just say a couple things. One is that I intend to finish this agenda today by 4. And please, please beg of you, implore you to support us in doing that, because then we can get on to new business. Ed Pearl,
sorry. Oh, sorry.
Accomplish what you just said.
Yes.
As the board repeated last week, I make the motion that I passed out that our discussion today be on the round system, whereby each member has one opportunity to speak on an issue, at which point, as it says, unless the body decides by majority vote to either have a second round or proceed 2-2 or any other method, but the body will have a vote on whether to allow any further discussion.
So there's a motion on the floor to go by the round system unless we limit to 2. There's a point of order by Harrison Wild.
Thank you. I'd like to, I guess it's a question. You know, I'm in doubt as to whether I should raise the point of order or not. I think that Ed's proposed a new motion. He rose to a point of procedure, I believe, and then made a motion.
Yes.
Is it possible to make a motion when you rise to a point of procedure?
On process, yes.
At
any point in any LSB meeting, like if you wanted to propose how to expedite process at the end of the meeting, you could make a motion.
So at any point, do you happen to know what the reference is on that?
I don't, but I bet you Terry does.
In this case, I believe it's the equivalent of a motion to limit debate.
Dave had his hand up, and then Jan.
Okay, well,
my other question is, are we
not supposed to start with the adjourned agenda?
We are. We have started on the adjourned agenda.
But we've gone off on process. Motion.
Right. It's essentially a motion to limit debate. For how the meeting should go from this point forward, which, as I understand, is permissible. Dave, you have the bylaws. Would you like to clarify?
Well, okay. I was just going to ask the timekeeper.
We do not have a timekeeper. Who will volunteer? Lampa, you're a good watchdog.
I don't have a watch.
Can somebody loan her a watch?
Here, I'll loan you my watch.
No. Okay. Leslie, will you keep time?
I don't want to be a volunteer for this.
We can't hear you, Dave.
Say that one more time.
Well, last time we discussed the fact that you don't need, for example, to close debate at the end of an agenda item if you dispose of the business, and you do that either by tabling, by voting on it, or by extending debate. So to give time for that and to stay within the time, I will announce before the end of that agenda item, once the agenda's been approved, I'll say we're at time and we agree that we move to dispose of it however we're going to dispose of it.
So we have a motion on the floor.
Any moment, at any time during the...
I second it, and I agree.
That we are...
Wait a minute, one person speaking at a time,
yes,
please.
Harrison speaking.
So that at any moment in any LSB meeting, anyone can make a motion concerning process.
To limit
the agenda.
To limit the vote.
But now what about any other motion?
No, I believe it has to be pertinent. But on limiting debate, I believe you can do it at any time. Terry, you're going to turn... Can we proceed with this until we find the
eight?
Sherman is the next person on the staff.
Wait,
I would like to.
Yes, there has been a motion. There's a motion. It's been seconded by Jan, Sherna, and Jan.
I believe the point of Ed's motion, and I also had one which I had announced before the last meeting, is to try and streamline. I mean, this is absurd for us to keep having extra meetings. I ask that we simply have a straw poll. Do we support the idea of rounds, if nothing else, for this meeting, and then we can put it on the front end of the next meeting to discuss it as a general principle, as well as several of us have motions about process.
I'd like to have two for and two against on this issue. Which side are you on?
I am not allowed to hear.
Leslie, go ahead.
Wait a minute. If we're going to two for,
you're four.
I have an amendment, so it's sort of like an amendment.
Yeah.
And I will either move to amend to, instead of making rounds, move to have a procedure whereby we have two people speaking for a motion and two people speaking against an alternate. So you have pro,
con,
which would be typically the person who makes the motion, and then con, then pro, and con.
That's a substitute, not a move.
In addition,
did you read it first? I'm only asking because he does say in it.
Oh, I didn't understand what it's 2x2 meant. Is that what you meant by 2x2?
I want to move things fast. That's why I'm doing it.
And is that what you meant by 2x2, pro and con, pro and con? I was mixed up. No, I was after Sherman.
Could we all speak up in one at a time, please?
What I'd like you to do is to explain what you mean on the two pro and two con very quickly.
Yes. The first go around is any person on the LSB has an opportunity to speak. The next, at that point, the body has an option. Two options. To stop the debate, the debate will stop unless the body chooses either to have another full round in which anyone can speak, or to invite two, four, and two against. But the first round, everyone should have the opportunity to speak, and I reject that 2x2 as a startup point.
Okay. Yes. I believe that it is in the prerogative of the chair to take pro and con and to limit debate to 2-4 and 2-against or 3-4 and 2-against. The prerogative of the chair, and if people disagree with that, they can challenge the chair, and then we'll vote up and down as to whether to do it that way. You don't have to, so you can just make a decision how you're going to do it, whether you're going to do it this way.
I would like to have the board support before we do this, but yes, you're right. I mean, if it gets unruly, we're definitely going to have to go to something.
Point for information / privilege as timekeeper. Where are we in the agenda?
We haven't even approved the agenda.
No, I don't think we have
to. The agenda is an adjourned
meeting. Can I be clear on where we are in the agenda and what time is allotted for wherever we are?
We haven't even gotten into the agenda.
So then, may I suggest that we entertain a motion that I think would take 2/3 to alter the agenda to include this discussion?
That is what Harrison was saying, and that's what I was asking you to look up. When it's on process and on limiting debate, do you have to change the agenda?
It just seems to me as a matter of common sense that if you're making motions that aren't your major agenda items, you can eat up the time for any agenda item all the time, in which case you'd need a 2/3 majority to amend the agenda to allow time for the item that was on the table at that time. So
right.
Why not just say, we're going to do this and we're going to set this amount of time for it?
The discussion on the voting procedure is equivalent, I think, to a suspension of the rules, which gets no debate. So it says it's not an order where another has the floor. It must be seconded, not debatable, not amendable. Majority vote.
I do have a point of information on that. When you suspend the rules, are you suspending a single rule or?
Leslie, we're trying to understand how we can put some campus in there. And then I think we'll
be able to.
That's what we're trying to figure out here. I think once we figure this out, then we can speak to the actual motion. Just bear with me.
I'm trying.
Okay, I know it's hard.
Just a point of information. Yeah. The suspension of the rules apply to all rules or just the rules?
Okay, I'll look that up.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take the last two people on the stack, and I'd actually like to vote on this next.
Okay, Leslie's next, and then Jane.
And then call the question. I find this problematic for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're discussing it in a pro-con format, the idea of having rounds. How many processes do we keep going at what time here, folks? Obviously, Maria prefers pro-con. Some people prefer rounds. I don't know what's going on here anymore.
I go whatever
we do. This, you know, my second concern is that if we do these rounds, the maker of the motion only has one opportunity to speak and never gets to respond to anything. Now, if legitimate questions come up, I think the maker of the motion should be able to respond, and that's not. There's no provision for that in here, so. I'm utterly confused. Supposedly we're not supposed to be debating it at all, which is ridiculous because this is a massive shift in our system.
To say nothing of the agenda,
which we're supposed to be on and completing quickly instead of entertaining these strange motions.
Jane, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, this is exactly what we've been talking about on the email the whole time. Right. Let's just forward the motion. Let's just forward the agenda as is, and we'll get back to this at the end of the meeting, or we'll be doing this until Sunday.
Okay, can we just take a vote on this and then move?
It is Sunday.
Yeah. Until next Sunday, the 19th, the next extra meeting.
Okay, is there any other discussion? See none? All in favor of Ed's motion to go round, whereby each member has an opportunity to speak on the issue, unless the body decides by majority vote to have a second round, or to pursue the two pro and the two con speakers. All in favor, please raise your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is that right?
Okay. All opposed. Ed's motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wait a second.
Takes 2/3.
Did we do that right? Can we write it down?
It takes 2/3.
Roll call, please. I don't think it takes 2/3 to limit debate. Someone said
we are listening.
Why would it take
2/3?
It takes 2/3 to end the debate?
Yes.
Dave, do you know?
No. You don't know whether it takes 2/3 to limit debate?
To close debate, it takes 2/3. I don't know about limiting debate.
This is a motion for a procedure in which
elementary
is not.
Say that again?
It's elementary Robert's rule.
It's to limit debate?
It's the same, going in, going out.
No, that's not a specific motion. Did you catch 2/3 in the debate? Okay. So that motion would fail.
Did you take what?
It does require 2/3.
Requires 2/3 votes. So, yes, let's move the agenda. Since this is an adjourned meeting, I don't believe we have minutes. I don't believe we have to go back into the agenda. We have gone all the way through. Terry, could you tell us where we stopped last time?
We had adjourned immediately after passing a waiver motion.
And where is that on the agenda?
That's an old business. Item D of old business.
So we
but
have...
But that was taken out of order.
So what was left that we need to start with? We need to start with the Paul Hodger motion. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, there were committee reports that were discussed, and there was a motion that came forward on programming oversight that was not voted on, so we didn't finish that. And I'd also like to move to reconsider a vote on the a motion that came during the structure committee report.
Start
there. No, I believe we were in there. We took the fee waiver motion out of order, but we did not complete that. So that is where we were in the agenda.
Harrison and Leslie.
Well, first of all, we definitely did finish the committee report because that was the point at which Maria moved the chair back to
right,
the
right, that's right.
What Dave is saying is that we didn't vote on all of the committee
Motion.
We missed the motion. Is that true, sir?
Yeah, that's true.
Also, we attempted to clear out all of the motions, and I believe that Dave requested that we vote on one thing that had been omitted, and we in fact did do that. So we just have to take Dave's word that we missed something else, and I just wonder why he didn't bring it up at that time when we missed it then.
Leslie, go ahead. I think we are going to start it on business.
I was the one who made the motion to move ahead with the fee waiver motion, and I did so with the express understanding that we were interrupting the PMD report and would go back to that and have LSC comments on the PMD report and pick up the agenda from that point in the direct order that it's on here, except for those items that we skipped ahead to.
Okay, now I wasn't here for the end, so I'm relying on the body to tell me where we ended. And as I understood it, we had finished the committee reports and the PMD directors, but there were some things we might need to revisit. Can I get consensus from the board to go to old business first, get through with the old business, and then, as we still have time, revisit some of those items?
We need to finish the PMB report. Is old business.
I thought we finished the PMB report.
No, I thought we did too, but the motions that are before the body on committee reports should be first, because that's the first thing in the agenda, I believe.
Yeah. The motions?
The motions from committee reports.
So we had done the motions on committee
reports. We had not finished. We did not deal with some that came out on the programming oversight, and I have a motion to reconsider. The PMB report came after that in the agenda. So we failed to deal with one of those motions. I don't know whether people want it. We also did the PMD report and then moved on from the agenda. I disagree with Leslie's memory that we did not do that or that it was interrupted.
Out of order. The next one, Leslie did speak.
I did speak.
Okay, so here's what, then in that case, then let's scoot up. Let's go back to committee reports. Let's check off the ones that all the motions are finished. And then let's go one by one. Was finance completed?
Yes.
Yeah, are there any motions left that need consideration?
No.
Okay, so mark that off. Management evaluation, is that completed?
Yes.
Are there any motions left that need to be handled? Management evaluation. Anybody speak up for further hold to peace? Outreach, where is that completed?
Yes.
Any motions that are left that need to be considered?
Not at this time.
Programming oversight, was that completed?
We pulled our motion.
Okay, so here we are. So let's start at program.
Yeah, I brought forward another motion that got approved.
So with permission of the board, without objection, I'd like to start there.
Where?
So any objection to starting at program oversight motions?
Yes.
Any objection?
I don't understand.
We don't have a motion.
Apparently, the motions have not been brought forward yet.
They've been brought forward. They need to be voted.
Yes.
They were not just. Were they discussed?
They were discussed.
They were discussed.
Wait. Okay.
The chair is on the committee. He says there's no motion. We have a motion that the board made, which we withdrew because we reconstituted and are considering relationships of various bodies. That's where we are. We do not have a motion to present from the committee.
There was a motion made during the committee report that was approved to be added. It has not been voted.
Okay. Then I would like to start there. And perhaps I'm going to need a vote of the body to start there, because it seems like there is some unfinished business. Do I need a vote of the body to start there?
Do you have anyone else in the program
Can I get a sense of the board? Is this okay to start it here?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to have someone who's
doing that.
All right, listen, I'm going to have to take a motion. So, is there a motion to start a programming oversight? I need to know how to start it. Jan, Harrison, and Dave.
I can see it here.
There's a motion. Can I get a second before we go on so we can discuss? Is there a second? The motion is to start programming oversight.
Okay. Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Jan, go ahead.
On the procedure?
This is a matter of where to start and where to go. I certainly don't mind to start there. But with regard to
committee report and a motion. Perhaps it should go later. But there was
a structure committee minority report that I don't think was ever given, and a motion and discussion of that was never had, and I think that it is appropriate to bring that up. And it certainly does not have to happen now, but it needs to happen before.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
Okay.
That's why I can start a programming oversight report.
Okay,
so there's something.
Harrison, Dave.
On the procedure.
Israel.
On the procedure.
None of us are aware of a motion that the committee was reading.
David said he made a motion. Are you going to take him at his word?
He's not on the committee.
He's not on the committee.
Any member of the LSC can make a motion.
Anybody can make a motion during the committee report. It was germane to the committee report. It was approved. The amendment was approved by the body, and we need to vote him.
Okay, where is it?
What is it?
Very
is it in our packet?
Barry, where is it?
No, it was distributed in the rough notes of the meeting.
Harrison? Okay, all we're talking about.
Terry, where is it?
You guys were speaking of
Israel and
Sharon.
We don't know where the motion
is. Yeah, it was the motion that the programming oversight.
Should I use the order? Order, please. Okay, the motion is to start a programming oversight motion that Dave brought forward that was never voted on. Then we finish whatever motions were left on structure, committee of inclusion, LSB representatives to ITC, ad hoc retreat, PNB motions, if there were any, and Leslie says she has one. I don't know if it was made. And then we continue through the rest of the agenda here. Now, all I'm trying to do now is set where we begin. And I would like to take a vote on that. Is there any opposition to beginning at the motions of programming oversight?
Yes.
You have to call the question.
Wait a minute. I have the floor, I believe.
If the question's been called, is there a second?
That can be done.
And there's
a
second.
No, I have to wait. It's not the floor.
Yeah, she had to be very
careful. It has to be
finished.
I thought it was finished.
I would like to speak to this situation, but I would like to know what motion we're talking about. This is
it shouldn't matter what it is.
Well, I want to know what the situation is. Did the listeners have a chance to vote on it? I was there. Did we, in fact, vote on it?
We did
vote on several motions. We thought at that time that we had completed every motion. Now Dave says we missed something. So we're going to go back to that. I'd like to know what the motion is that we're talking about.
Secretary, do you
and then I'd like to figure out what I have to say about whether we should begin there or not.
Secretary, what happened at that meeting?
There was a substantive motion from Dave Adelson regarding due process to programmers. The substitute motion passed 10-01 and was tabled until after public comment. It was not brought off of the table after public comment before the meeting occurred.
What was the motion on which it was successful?
The committee motion.
The
committee had no motion.
The committee motions were tabled.
What? How does it read? The amendment.
I don't have a copy.
May I read the motion?
Are there copies?
No, they were distributed in the rough notes of the meeting of August 1st. Resolved that the Programming Oversight Committee. They were distributed in the email.
Please stop talking while he's reading.
Resolved that the Programming Oversight Committee meet with management to discuss the issue of due process with respect to program cancellation, and that the programming. Oversight Committee shall also meet with the programmers whose programs have been canceled for their input, including Dr. Kwaku Person Lin, producer of the African Mineral Liberation Weekend.
Okay, so the question's been called.
Wait. I just figured out what I have to speak to.
Go ahead.
And I have something I would like to say. I think that David is correct that we neglected to vote on this one motion.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we will have completed committee reports and the votes on the committee reports as soon as we vote on this motion, and then we are ready to go back to old business.
Okay.
So that we do not have to go through
true,
the question of whether...
If that's true, what we'll do is...
I'm sorry, right? No, we have to go back to the PNV report.
And then we can look at that, too.
The order I see at this point is we vote on Dave's substitute motion, then we go to the board's responses to the PNV director's report, and then we go to all this. That's, I think.
Thank you, Harrison. That's close to where I'm heading, but it's not exact. I think I just want to hit it. Just want to make sure. The question's been called and seconded, so we have to vote on whether to call the question.
What's the question?
On whether we start at programming oversight.
Yeah. All right. No. Can't we rephrase that?
No, that was what you voted for. The question was called and seconded. So all in favor of going right to the question, please signify by raising your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 0. Abstentions? 3.
I want to speak to the motion.
Okay. At least we've set the agenda. This was just the agenda. I just wanted to know where to start.
We haven't voted on the agenda. Point of order, we just closed the debate on the motion to start there. Now we need to hold that vote.
Yes, we now we need to go through the motion that was made.
The motion is to start at that point.
No. Right. Oh, you're right. Correct. Yes. Thank you, David. So now, you're right. That was the debate. Thank you. Keep me in line. What do you think? Now, all in favor of starting the agenda at the motion of the Program Oversight Committee, please
at the
signify.
Vote.
At the vote of the motion. Please signify by raising your
vote.
We passed that part of the agenda. We are at the vote.
Please
the
raise
motion.
Your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed to starting at the vote of the motion on programming oversight. Please signify by raising the pink card. 1, 2, 3. You guys are like always together.
Aye.
And all abstentions. 1, 2. Three. Are you saying?
No, I have a procedure.
What assertion of listeners' rights?
No. The listeners have to speak on all this already at the last meeting. Okay. Then, again, let's have the motion read one more time.
Resolve the Programming Oversight Committee. Meet with management to discuss the issue of due process with respect to program cancellation. And that the Programming Oversight Committee shall also meet with programmers whose programs have been canceled for their input, including Dr. Kwaku Person Lin, producer of the African Mental Liberation Weekend.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
And it's been seconded. Discussion
term
is out of
order. Point of order.
Yes.
It doesn't require a second. It was seconded. It was approved.
It was
a motion
second.
To
You're
be
right.
We're at
Thank
the
you.
Vote. We have discussion.
You're
we have public
right.
comment. We're at the vote.
You're absolutely right. There's a point of procedure being brought up by Chernoglack.
There are four members of that committee here. I don't understand what it is a substitute to. It's been called a substitute motion. The committee is in the middle of discussion among its members and with management on various issues, including these issues. And this is jumping the gun. We're trying to do our work.
Right. So you can vote against it. This, I believe, was not a substitute motion. I think that's the original motion.
No, it's Carrie Goodman's substitute for David Adelson's original motion.
Which is what?
David, can we get clarification on this?
I don't think this. First of all, it was during the committee report that motion was brought forward. I don't recall what it was called, but that got approved as a motion for consideration by the body. I don't think it's in order to have substitutes, to have amendments, to have discussion, anything.
So
vote it up or down. If you don't like it, vote it down.
So let's take a vote on this. So all in favor of the motion that was read by Terry Goodman, made by Dave Adelson, please signify by raising your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed to the motion made by Dave Adelson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That motion fails.
Like, is it in order to ask for a roll call vote? We're supposed to be doing that.
I have to take abstentions first. All those abstaining? One, two, two.
We decided that we would do roll call votes for this session.
Is that someone taking notes?
No, I didn't take them down. So, Dave.
Yes.
Adelson. Kohlhofer.
Yes.
Pearl. Eugenio.
No.
Poirier.
Abstain.
Schwab.
No.
Aaron.
Yes.
Terry. Terry, yes. And Goodman. T. Goodman. Yes.
I'm going to separate you guys.
Look.
Separate those.
No.
You're like a teacher. No.
Halloran.
You're a teacher.
Vote. What? Yes or no? No. Roll call vote.
No, hell no.
Bedford.
No.
Wow.
No.
Jay Goodman, yes.
Okay, now we're up to the structure committee.
I would like it noted that three members of the committee who are present voted no and one abstained.
Take your call, Terry. You're the secretary.
That could be a point of personal privilege.
Structure committee motions. David, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to move to reconsider the motion that we allow committees to consider motions, to bring forth motions on any issue that they consider to be within their purview. I voted no on that. That side prevailed. I'd like to call to reconsider that.
Since he was on the side of no, we can call to consider that particular motion. The motion on the floor, is that second? Wait, you're out of order. Wait. Where are the motions?
Where are the motions? Well, that's a point of order.
Where are the motions?
I'd like to make the
point of reconsideration.
Order.
Yes.
We have finished this item in the agenda.
So it can be called to reconsider.
It can be called to finish the agenda. When we finish the agenda.
No, we're still in the motion. Yes.
We are in that part of the agenda. We have agreed to start at the vote, and I believe it is
this
in order.
This is one of the votes. It is in order. It is in order. So,
can we repeat it, please?
Yes. So this is the structure committee motion that was brought forward. David voted no, so he's bringing it for reconsideration. Please say what it is again.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, this was also, this was a substitute motion in the structure committee report, and it, I forget, the amendment, the motion is that committees may bring forth motions on any issue they consider to be relevant to their purview.
Is there a second on that? And it's been moved and seconded. Is there any debate?
There's no point of order. We're not there.
Oh, you're right. We don't debate these, do we? Thank you for reminding me. Man, I'm bad.
It's been debated.
My bad. Yes.
We are not voting.
This has been debated already. And it's been voted down.
We are entertaining a motion to reconsider.
Yes.
The debate is in order.
No, the debate was had the first time around.
Absolutely not. Point of information. In order to be sensible in any sense, let us be clear what the motion was, how the vote was, so we know how to proceed.
Does the secretary have that information?
Yes. The original language of the resolution was resolved that LSB committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope. The motion failed with the vote of 3-I. 6-2 abstain.
Ms. Chan.
With regard, I am reading from the parliamentary procedure as last adapted from the chart prepared by the League of Women Voters. It says, reconsider a vote may be done only on day of voting taken on that day, which this has to count
as. Speak up a little bit, Jan.
The motion to reconsider a vote must be taken on the day of the vote or on the next day, which this qualifies for since this is an adjourned meeting. Mover must have voted on the prevailing side. No vote may be reconsidered twice. So you get, you know, you can't keep, we can't keep reconsidering things. We can reconsider it one time.
Is there any debate?
And there is motion debatable? Yes, if motion for reconsideration was debatable.
And it says vote required majority. If carried, motion is before the House as though no action had been taken on it.
Okay.
In other words, we can't, if the motion for reconsideration is passed, then you continue. Then you continue debate. Go ahead, David.
The motion to reconsider says, from Robert, standard descriptive characteristics. The motion to reconsider, with respect to making the motion, it takes precedence over any other motion whatever and yields to nothing. The making of this motion is in order when any other question is pending and also after the assembly has voted to adjourn if the member rose and addressed the chair before it declared adjourned. So I think that deals with the question of whether or not it is in order.
Right. I don't think it was a question about whether it was in order. The question is whether there's any debate.
There's debate on the motion to reconsider.
Okay. So.
And to finish, it says, I'll find it exactly, but basically we return to the point at which the vote, it is as though it had not been voted. So
okay.
A return to that would mean a return to the time at which we voted that motion.
Which means there's debate.
No, I would not say that.
Well, how about this? Why don't we take... Let me just get a read from the board. Can we get to throw in two con on it? Is that
yes.
good?
Good idea.
We have to vote whether we're
going
to reconsider.
No, we vote to reconsider. We didn't vote.
We have to vote to reconsider. It just takes a couple of times.
All right. So, let me think a second. David and Jan, with what you just read me, we realize that it is in order. Is it debatable that it is... I mean, do we need to vote to consider this, or do we just go? I think we just...
And then you can debate the question, but it gives people...
No, because the motion is already on the floor.
Point of information.
The motion to vote on this is already on the floor with a second. So the debating now is to whether or not this motion passes.
Point of information.
No,
it's
not to reconsider. We didn't vote on reconsider.
Right. I went off, I got absolutely unclear when Jan read that if you were on the prevailing side, you could not reissue the motion.
No, you can't.
That's
the only
time.
If you're on the prevailing side, you can vote to reconsider.
Okay.
Because
you can move to vote.
You can't have a loser saying.
Let me get a little order again. Sorry, you guys, I've never chaired this meeting before. So it's a little unruly for me. I'm not that good at this yet. So just work with me. Jim.
Okay, I have a question. I'm confused. Did Roberts allow the debate to be on the motion to reconsider, or is it on the issue itself?
I thought it was the what I had thought it was, and what I've been corrected as.
Okay.
I thought it was on the issue itself. But what I've been corrected as by the body is that no, it's on the reconsideration of it. So that's what we're taking up now.
Okay, so now that's what we should be debating now.
That, exactly.
All right.
And Sonali and Harrison on the set.
And first is Jane.
No, that's Jane? Okay.
I was pointing at Chernoff.
Yeah, I'm about you to set. So, Sonali, then Harrison. And then, can I, have that be it?
Well, I was just wondering if I could call the question for us to vote on whether to reconsider. I call the question on our voting. On whether we...
Call the question.
I second.
On whether we vote to reconsider.
So the question's been called. It's been seconded. If you would like to vote now with no further debate, please signify by raising your pink cards. All in favor, please signify by raising your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All opposed. 1, 2. All abstaining.
So now we vote to reconsider
Dave's motion on the structure committee. All in favor of reconsidering Dave's motion on structure all committees, really. It's really all committees.
Well, it's from
from the structure committee motion. Please signify by raising a pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. All abstentions. Out. So that motion passes. So now we can reconsider it. Boy, this is a pain in my rump. Oh, no, we're on the air. That's okay. I was sort of a born hand. Okay, so, Terry, would you read the motion that is before us?
Okay.
And, Dave, are you telling me there's no more discussion on this?
I believe we go back to the point at which it's been voted. I believe. I'm trying to find that out right now.
As if we're trying to renew.
As if? I hope. You guys, wait, please, when I direct a question to one person, please wait until that person responds. And then, if you just let me know you want to talk, because I can't hear.
I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
It's okay. We're so good. Okay, not for long. Dave, did you finish? Okay, Dave, go ahead.
You take up the motion as though no action had been taken on it, as though no vote had been taken, which means the point at which we were at that point was the question had been called. So we take it up at the vote.
So you're saying there's no more discussion? That's your understanding.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Terry, please read the motion.
Resolve that LSP committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope.
Okay. As I am understanding, there is no further discussion. David?
Reconsideration of vote on a later day. Every member's right to debate and the reconsideration of a question begins over again, regardless of speeches made previously, if reconsideration takes place on a day other than
let's
that.
Let's go back to debate. Thank you for that clarification. The reason, just for the audience to know, the reason that there was a concern that maybe there wasn't is because last meeting, when we got to the vote, we had already had agreement that there was no further discussion after public comment. That's the only reason why this had come to where we are today.
But now we can debate.
For the body.
But now we can debate.
So, let's... No, not yet. Wait. Please wait. So, those who want to speak pro, please raise your cards first. Pro.
Wait.
So that we have a second
on pro.
What are we voting on?
This is not just a motion to reconsider.
My order is that you are changing the process unilaterally. I do not like two and two.
Well, no, that's what I'm doing. I just want to know who's pro first. We got a pro list and a con list. We got a pro-con. Okay, so Harrison, are you on one side or the other?
I'm con.
Madam Chair.
Harrison's con.
Madam Chair, on procedure.
Please use your card.
I think for clarification it would be helpful if the person who made the motion to reconsider would go first to rationalize, justify why it should reconsider. What is the issue that makes us reconsider it?
Okay.
And then proceed with a pro and con.
That is your question. Go ahead, David.
Well, I assume you don't mean motivating the original intent. You mean motivating the reconsideration.
I mean exactly that.
The reason for motivating the reconsideration is that when we voted to put that motion before us, the vote was overwhelmingly in favor. A large number of people left, and the number of people who remained did not constitute a majority at that point. Therefore, I believe that in full session, we would be able to pass this motion. I think that is the reason for reconsideration, although we already voted to reconsider.
On order. That was not the question. The question was, why, now that we've voted to reconsider, motivate how we should vote.
Right.
That was the question.
Pardon me. The reason for doing it is that committees of the board should not have to be tangled up in constantly coming back to the board to ask permission to start something. We trust our own membership. They're voted by proportional representation. They should be able to bring forth any motion they consider germane without having to be challenged as to why they were discussing it. That has come up before, and I personally don't find that compelling. I trust any committee or body of this as much as I trust any member, and members may bring forward any motion they want. I don't see why committees should be constrained to not consider those things that they consider within their purview, and the board as a whole has to approve any of it anyway. If a board feels they're going out of line, they can say it at that time when motion is put forward.
Okay, who, are you pro or con?
I'm con.
Are you pro or con?
Con.
Are you pro or con?
I'm pro.
Jane, I'm pro. Are you pro or con?
pros.
Are you for or con?
Con.
Okay, so we have how many cons and how many pros?
Three pros, two pros.
Okay, so no, let's
we
go.
Have, we have three pros.
So, Harrison, go. You go con first.
Do you want to wait?
Yes. Scratch Harrison.
How long do we have on this agenda?
We had 40 minutes originally. So, who's pro? Jan, well, why don't we have another con? If he doesn't want to speak, let another con.
Okay,
Jan, you're
con. Okay, the reason I'm against this is, as I said to David, we've never been clear on the committee whether we're mandating committee or not. Here's what I disagree with, that we go down a route, that we plan something, we work on it. Just for example, what happened to the outreach committee was absurd. These folks got together, they were of good feeling, they had a purpose, they got a lot accomplished, they came here and they were devastated. I don't want that to happen to another committee. I think we should not go down the same road twice. This board wastes time exponentially. I mean, it's insane, and I don't want to go down a road that I think I should belong down and then find out that I'm not allowed there by the board. End of statement. Thank you, Jane Halloran and Dr. Rose Francois.
Jan.
Well, I agree with the fact that we waste time exponentially. And because of that, if the committees have to wait until the LSB gets to an agenda item that includes whatever it is that the committee wants to do, even if it's, you know, very germane to what they're supposed to be doing, they could wait 2 months before we get to the end of the new business to get to them. Meanwhile, you know, the event has passed, the election is over, whatever it is. And so I think that it's important that committees be able to commence work on whatever projects they think are appropriate. And they can't do the work if the LSB votes against it, but at least they can pursue it without having to first wait to get approval and then wait at the end to, because I think the same thing could happen. They could, you know, first wait 2 months to get an activity approved, and they go and they work on it and have it disapproved at the end. So why do that?
All right. First of all, of course, I don't even want to get into today's challenging of the end of the last meeting, which is perfectly legitimate under the bylaws. Every committee has asked to mandate itself. The outreach committee has done so and done so well. It's given itself a broad mandate that's been approved by this body. I would think every other committee would be capable of doing the same, giving themselves some broad mandates about what it is they want to do, getting the LSB's approval to do that, and then going in that direction. I'm with Dave. I want to trust people here, but I've been in committees where things have wandered off course and drifted somewhere, and suddenly the majority is in left field somewhere coming back with something. The effect of this motion is to turn each committee into little LSBs who can discuss anything they want. Now, that's not the point of committees. It's to turn each group into its own little group discussing whatever issue comes before it or it wants to talk about. And I'm afraid it's going to happen like that if we approve this motion.
Ed?
Point of order, we're doing 90 seconds, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ed, you're pro.
I agree with Leslie that the broad mandate should be presented and approved or not. There's something else. We not only have one member bringing forth the motion, but we have the collective wisdom of four or five key human people that have been elected. And it's in their collective wisdom, they believe that something should be presented, it certainly should be their right to bring it before to this body. I mean, if we make some horrible mistake and elected the wrong people to the wrong committee, let's change that. But with Maria, when we actually vote people to do a job, we can vote them out of the committee or abolish it or something. But we should have, they should have the right to present it until such time as they're egregious. And so far, there's been no showing of anything egregious. There are a couple of things that have been denied by this ultimate body. Fine. That doesn't mean that you tell us, you know, anyway. It makes so much sense to let the thing happen and they make fools out of themselves one, but at one time, maybe they won't be so fit to do it again.
I call the question. Question's been called. Is there a second?
No, we can throw them too calm.
Is there a second?
My second.
Question's been called. It's been seconded. I'm not doing too pro and too con necessarily. I'm just trying to kind of separate it out. But the question has been called. So those in favor of calling the question, going right to it, please signify by raising the pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed. Was there 10? I missed somebody?
Do it again
then, please, so I can count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed to calling the question only? 1, 2, 3, 4. Any abstentions? Israel? Okay. So we've called the question. So now we are actually voting on the motion that Dave brought forward, which I'd like for you to read one last time. I'm sorry.
Porter, I believe since we reopened the debate, we have an agreement that there's listener comment before we vote these things.
Yes.
So I think we should schedule the vote for after the listener comment. We closed debate. We also had an motion approved earlier in this meeting at the prior session that after listener comment, there may be up to a couple of comments from the board.
Okay. I have raised, and you have an assignment, and that is that if I start to forget that we need to get back and vote on this, that you remind me. Okay. Structure committee vote after the comment. Was there anything left on committee inclusion? Any motions left on committee inclusion? That was done. LSB representatives to IPC, was there any motion left on that? Ad hoc retreat committee, were there any motions left on that?
There were never any motions.
Never any motions, nothing on that. So then, and we also moved up the PMB directors, Leslie.
Wait,
you have
a minute. We have a report and an update.
I don't think it's in order. It's not in order.
It's under reports.
But we had finished reports and we were on the motions.
On the voting.
So that would have to be in the next meeting. I apologize.
We're
only doing motions.
The problem with that is, well, your motions, wait a minute.
See, we did all the reports, then we did public comment, and then we did voting.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
But what are we doing about this? This is absolutely necessary to find
I out. Would say that if we get through this agenda, then we can take it up. And I think we're going to get through this agenda, damn it. Let's do it. So let's go to the PMB director's motion that Leslie has.
Yes, you actually got ahead of me here. I have stuff to pass out.
And oh, there is it only
so one more half an hour, Leslie, so you can talk. That would be wonderful.
Oh. Yeah, there's another motion.
I would like
to... Did she actually make this motion already?
No.
The motion was not made, so it actually might even be a little out of order. Yes. Well, you know what? It could be out of order, but I think we take it up anyway.
Thank you.
Because I'd like to just make sure everything gets handled.
Thank you very much.
Order.
Yeah.
How long do we have for this?
For the whole section, I think it was supposed to be 40 minutes.
No, the report from PMB directors is 12 minutes.
Okay. So we have 12 minutes? Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay. So there's a motion being read on the floor.
So we've moved the agenda. We are now on the reposition report from PMB directors part.
That's right. Just the motion.
So that will go until 35 after the hour.